Hello, it's Marco here.
Marco, hi. Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona, Freedom's Phoenix.
Ernest, thank you so much for phoning me back. I wasn't sure that you would. I'm sorry to trouble you. I'm a reporter for a British newspaper called the Sunday Express. I'm writing a story on IEDs in Afghanistan, the use of IEDs.
And my name came up because why?
Well, I feel I stumbled on something I thought was written by you.
Was it on Freedom's Phoenix, our website?
Yes, exactly right.
Okay.
It was about the munitions field book printed by the U.S. Army Department in 1969.
Oh, I'm familiar with the story, and I'll tell you how that came about. When the United States government it was a couple of years ago. What's the date on that?
I don't remember, actually. I don't have it handy at the moment.
Let me see.
Could have been 2007, actually, I think, off memory.
Yeah, it was a little while ago, and let me try and, on my site, I'll search it, and then I'll help you with that. Because what happened was, at the time, what the U.S. government was doing was saying that the IEDs that were being used in Iraq and Afghanistan were being manufactured, and it was all our excuse to let's go kick Iran's butt.
Yes, okay? Exactly right, yes.
And there was a gentleman that's one of my writers, a columnist, that goes by Chip Saunders, is probably the one that you have there. I'm sitting here trying to use things that go bump in the road, how IEDs
That was
work.
It, things that go bump in the road. I thought you wrote that. I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood.
And then it has, it's giving me a warning thing. Oh, somebody's going after it. Oh, my goodness. Well, what happened is, and I'll try and get that refreshed up. What happened was, Chip wrote this article in response to the United States government trying to blame that this was high-tech weaponry, that only Iran could be helping them and so on.
Yeah.
And we knew that was garbage. This is so much information on this. It's out there on the internet. That's in the manuals. And he wrote this article demonstrating how this was done. He's going, look, it's simple. It's this. This is what they're doing, and you're not going to stop.
But who is this Chip guy?
He's a friend of mine here in Arizona, and I don't want to give out the information
for him. Does he have a military background, or is he like just a writer?
He's a writer, but he's interested in firearms and so on. But no, he hasn't been in the military, but he just knows that this is – we all knew. And he decided to write this article to try and thwart what the United States government was saying, that they – this is an Iran thing, and we're going – Right. Whether it is or not, to try and, put this as such a high tech that only Iran could be, training these guys. And we're like, really? I mean, seriously? So that was the demonstration. Now, I remember the last time I saw that article, because we track our popularity of various different things on our site, and that keeps coming up, depending on what's in the news. And what happened was, last time I looked at it, which could have been a year ago or so, when I looked at that, what happened was some of the graphics and the off-site, links to some of the videos that he had, you'll see there's blanks in there.
Yeah, I did notice that.
And they keep all these references on the internet keep dropping. They just keep taking them off the internet and taking them off and taking them off and taking them off. And then I got, a few months ago, I got a cryptic, and you'll see in there, if you do a search on my site for IEDs and such like that, there was a letter to the editor from a guy to me saying, I'm from Arizona. I just signed up. I'm going off in the fight for the blah, blah, blah. I was wondering if you could tell me all you know about IEDs. And I'm like, really? So, that guy was a neon flashing plant or something, So we put that up and we go, hello. And we just let our readers comment on it and had some fun with it. But it was obviously somebody trying to generate something, which, it could have been you calling from London doing the same thing, but we don't care. So what happens is, we have a radio show here in America. We have a audio and video studio and a workshop, and we're involved in activism. And if you look at Freedom's Phoenix, you'll see that we cover a lot of things. This was one of them. And the point that we were making is that United States government was using this as propaganda and are lying sacks of snot.
Well, what I was after was to quote somebody telling me, look,
United States government is lying sacks of snot. There you go.
Well, but more specifically about this field guide. I was after somebody telling me, look, this field guide has been around. It was given to the Mujahideen. It's probably been in circulation in Afghanistan for 30 years. I mean, that's the inference that I got from some of that article. And most of it was about Vietnam, and it showed how evidence was that, you know, that it had got into VC hands and they'd used some of the stuff from that field guide against U.S. troops. The same inference was made about Afghanistan. That, you know,
well, this isn't like a this isn't like a shock, is it? I mean,
well, no, not at all. I just needed. It's not a shock. I was just looking for somebody to quote saying, well, you know, this field guide's been around. It's been disseminated for various reasons over the last few decades, and it's likely that it's gotten into the hands. That was it. I was just looking for somebody to quote. That's why I phoned you. I have to confess, Ernest, I wasn't sure about who you were. I tried to do my research on the internet after I read that.
I'm the publisher of the site and a talk show host here out of Phoenix, and the site is open for people to do, you know, whatever. But the I'm showing that I can't open that article anymore.
Well, now, I'm just trying to open it now. Things go bump in the road. I'm getting a
warning thing?
Well, no. I'm just a very strange version of it on my laptop. I'm not getting what I got at my office.
I'm so not shocked. Are you?
No, well, perhaps not.
Well, we'll go ahead, and if we need to, it's time for an update on that. Maybe I'll see if I can get him to update that article. But it caused a lot of attention. I mean, you know, because we track all of the movement on our site, and you can see you get a lot of .mils and .govs coming in there and doing. And what it is the point that we were making, and that article did a good job of it, explaining how these things work, how RPGs work, how, you know, where do they get their explosives and so on. And this stuff is – they've – just recently I saw a story we had on our website where they did a search on a facility that had a whole bunch of these copper plates that they use as the actual molten metal that the IED, you know, projects. Because it's like a plate, you know, it's like a dish, and on the shape of the dish determines, you know, the distance of it and how it bores through whatever. And, you know, you had it's like a factory of these in Iraq, you know, just, you know, hundreds of these things. And I'm going, well, I know what that means. It means they're mass producing these. And it's not in Iran.
But some of those are that sophisticated. But my understanding is that others aren't being manufactured at all. They're being made one by one pretty simply. From, you know, artillery shell casings and things like that.
Yeah, and things that, you know, that don't explode, they use explosives at them. And so, this is the point. I didn't get into detail. I couldn't tell you how to make one or anything.
No.
I don't know. That's
but
not the point.
How do you know so much about it anyway?
Because I read the article.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. Okay.
You know more than me, probably.
I see. Okay, I'm with you now. Well, Ernest, thank you very, very much for phoning me back tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'm telling you, don't let these guys get away with this. I mean, it could be Iran for all I know. That's not the point.
I've got the article up, by the way, now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I still have a couple of those gaps.
Yeah, would you do me a favor and email me the link that you have back to publisher at freedomsphoenix.com so I see where you got it?
Well, it's I'm on the Freedoms Phoenix.
I am too, and it must be one of the other
Global
sites.
Edition. It says English. Does yours say Global Edition?
Just send.
At the
just
top?
Take the URL and email it to publisher@freedomsphoenix.com.
Publisher@freedomphoenix.com. I'll do
right
that now.
Because the one that I'm going to, because they have different categories that we put it in. It may be more than one, and the one that it's at is messed up. And I'll be talking about it on my radio show because we had this conversation, and I want to have the link so that we can, you know, promote
it. I'll do it right now.
You're the man.
It'll be from my personal email address because I'm at home. But you'll get it in a few minutes, okay?
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Ernest. Bye-bye.
Bye.